If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen has the Block Club Chicago report. John, good morning. Let's talk about why a busy street in Edgewater is going to be a little safer in the future.
Yeah, that's the hope of folks on the far northwest side, north side. And this is in the 48th Ward. And if you've driven along Sheridan Road anytime recently in Hollywood area, boy, it is a busy stretch of area. Well, now they're going to geofence electronically to prevent some of those Lime and scooters and Divvy electric bikes and scooters from being along this roadway. And, you know, everyone, I think, has recognized those scooters. I've seen some on Lower Wacker Drive, Bob, which I don't know how they're able to get down there or how they're able to get out. Maybe they never do and we never find out. But that can be a dangerous situation, especially when you don't have a lot of extra roadway to go around. So they're able to kind of like pin in those things. And what happens is the electric scooter safely comes to a slowdown and then ultimately stops if it goes into any of these areas. And this has kind of been the tug and pull since we introduced Lime scooters to the city about a decade ago, Bob, is that certain areas seemed like it would be okay, and then you get this motorists all upset about it, or you get construction in an area. And the companies are usually pretty responsive to the older people in the city to try and make this as safe as possible. It's in their interest, it's in everybody's interest to operate these things safely. I've ridden one a couple times. It actually does scoot you around certain parts of the neighborhood pretty safely, as long as you're, you know, operating it like you should. And obviously, Divvy's been a part of this city for a long time, Bob, and they have the electric bikes now that some people are trying to rein in some areas. I've seen a Divvy on the Kennedy once before, which is no good. So it's just a little story about what's happening on the north side, but I think it's part of a bigger story of a company that wants to have a presence in Chicago, but we're all just trying to sort out the best way to do it.
You see more of those electric scooters, not just in bike lanes, in traffic.
And yeah, well, in areas where there's not bike lanes, that's... Yeah, it's no good. Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to be safely on the road. We're supposed to give space, but they're moving, what, 10 miles an hour? You're moving 25. It can be a recipe for just point is everyone pay attention when you're out there.
Let's talk about what is going on in the West Loop with this with this mushroom farm. Who knew?
I know. Who knew? Exactly. Melody Mercado wrote this incredible story about an indoor mushroom farm in the West Loop. And I just want to preface this by saying, I hate mushrooms. I don't like the texture. I don't like the taste. But I loved this story because they've even caught the attention of the bear. These mushrooms that are grown at the West Loop at Four Star Mushrooms have appeared in multiple episodes of the bear. And it's a really interesting story of an operation that started in the Logan Square neighborhood. And this farmer has found just this incredible way to grow these mushrooms inside in a very sustainable way. In fact, it's quote-unquote carbon negative, meaning some of the byproduct that they create from the mushrooms that they can't use ends up going back into soil and dirt elsewhere to complete the cycle. And they just have so many different varieties of mushrooms that they sell, mainly to restaurants. I mean, we're talking the Michelin star restaurants, restaurants all over the city. About three quarters of the mushrooms they grow in this operation are sent out to fine dining or other restaurants. A quarter of them are sold at Jewel and Mariano's. I learned so much about the different varieties of mushrooms. There's some great photos as well in our story, but it's a scaling, sustainable story. And when you look at this, and it looks like any old warehouse, Bob, but there they are, these mushrooms in these bags and the right temperatures and the right humidity, and they're able to take off and end up on our plates.
Yeah, 3020 North Oakley Boulevard. So no mushrooms on your pizza, huh, John?
No, you know, if you can, well, hold on. A pizza, if you can mask it with enough cheese and some other things. In a nice pasta dish, I can do it if it's cut up. And honestly, Bob, if you don't tell me that they're in there, I probably take them down no problem.
You don't know what you're missing. When I was single, I used to make sautéed mushroom sandwiches.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh is right. Okay. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is 90 years old. How are they celebrating?
Oh, boy, we love a good food PR presser here. And this is a Wiener cake. Okay, what are we talking about? It's Stacks High. It is an actual cake provided by a local dessert shop, Milk Bar. They have this vanilla confetti birthday cake. It's topped with ketchup and mustard sprinkles. And, of course, it is lined with a bunch of hot dogs around it. So you get your savory and you get your sweet. And it comes to celebrate the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile's 90th birthday. I'm surprised it's been around that long. They say it was formed in 1936 to bring Americans joy during the Great Depression. But you know we go the extra mile at Block Club Chicago, Bob. So I went ahead and dug through the old archives of our Chicago newspapers. Of course, Oscar Mayer, a Chicago company. I found references to the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile going back to the early 30s, to 1931. I don't know if it was like a rogue Wienermobile roving the streets that they have made officially public, but I'm looking at old pictures from the Chicago Defender of the 30s. Anyways, you can celebrate this as the cake that you can get. It's become a viral social media sensation, as has the Wienermobile. They have a Wiener 500, don't they now, Bob, before the Indy 500?
Of course they do.
Of course they do. I've ridden. Have you ever ridden in one?
No, I have not.
Oh, it is fun because everyone looks at you really strange on the roadway, or they're just smiling and waving. But happy birthday to the Wienermobile.
Yeah, you can buy the Wiener cake this weekend at the Milk Bar's Fulton Market location on Green Street.
Thanks for adding the important crux to the story, Bob. I forgot that. Thank you.
More at blackclubchicago.org. Thanks, John.
Take care.